The start of President Bush's second term marks an ending for Secretary of State Colin Powell. He ends his time in office next week. Condoleezza Rice will replace him if the Senate confirms her as expected. Powell's tenure will be defined in part by what he did and said before the war in Iraq, and that war was one of the subjects that Powell reflected on in a conversation with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Colin Powell's 4 years as Secretary of State will be judged for his role in the American response to the terrorist attacks on 9/11, and especially his role in the run-up to the war in Iraq. As he prepares to leave, we talked about Iraq. He says election scheduled for January 30th will go forward despite continuing violence. I then asked him if after that election, American troops can be expected to begin coming home.
The U.S. deployment there is related to the security environment. But also, if there is an elected government that really reflects the will of the Iraqi people, that should serve to also improve the security situation, because the Iraqi people know it's their government that's being assaulted, not an appointed government. And so our deployment will be a function of how quickly we improve the capability and grow the size of the Iraqi forces.
Are there concrete benchmarks that you have in mind that will signal when the U.S. can begin to pull down its level of troops as well as its level of involvement in Iraq?
Well, I would like to see our troops come out as quickly as possible. The Iraqis would like to see our troops come out as quickly as possible. With the money we're putting into the growth of the new Iraqi army and National Guard and police force, I believe that during 2005, they will be able to assume a greater burden. And with the assumption of that greater burden, the burden on our troops should go down, and we should start to see our numbers going in the other direction. But I cannot give you a timeline as to when they'll all be home.
Ultimately, Powell will be remembered for a single moment in his time as Secretary of State: his presentation at the United Nations of the case for going to war against Iraq. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger contends the U.S. argument for war was complicated but legitimate. Others say the presentation clouds Powell's legacy. Susan Rice is a former foreign policy aide in the Clinton administration who is now a senior fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
He went there with tremendous fanfare, with all of his personal credibility, and told the international community in very certain terms that we had concrete and irrefutable evidence that Iraq was pursuing weapons of mass destruction. And much of the information that he provided turned out to be false, despite the fact that he spent many hours into the night reviewing the data with the Central Intelligence Agency. And as a consequence, his credibility suffered, I think, substantially.
Powell, who was seen as a voice of caution on Iraq inside the administration, wants to be remembered for other initiatives as well. In an article in the current issue of Foreign Policy magazine, the secretary makes the case that sizable increases in foreign aid, especially for economic development, have been the hallmark of his tenure. The recent U.S. contributions of aid to nations hit by the tsunami are part of that story, according to Powell.
The president, over the past 4 years, has doubled development assistance to the developing world. We have created a new program called the Millennium Challenge Account. It started off at $1 billion a year, and it's going to be growing in the years ahead, focusing on developing countries that are committed to democracy and human rights and the rule of law and economic freedom. We're also putting $15 billion into HIV/AIDS, the greatest weapon of mass destruction. Now, why do I link these two together, development aid and HIV/AIDS? Because it all relates to helping these developing countries create functioning economies and a healthy population.
Well, do you worry with your departure that this emphasis on aid and the message it sends to the world will be in decline, and that instead other centers of power operating in the U.S. government will instead focus solely on anti-terrorist measures?
No, because everything that we have done in the areas that I've just discussed were done at the initiative of the president. And this president, with a little modesty, a lot of urging from me, he has been in the forefront of these kinds of issues. So it was not a hard sell with President Bush. And Dr. Rice, who is replacing me, has a commitment to these kinds of issues as well.
Powell won the president's backing on development assistance, among other disputes. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger says Powell brought new energy to the State Department and its operations.
Colin Powell's analysis of the world which we face was wise, measured, and compassionate.
But Powell's vision did not always prevail in internal administration debates. He was often at odds over foreign policy with Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Bill Kristol is the editor of the Weekly Standard, a leading conservative journal.
I think Iraq was the key example of the difference in worldview between Powell and Bush and Cheney, for example. But if it hadn't been Iraq, it would have been other things, and it was other things, too. They had differences in how to deal with Europe. They had differences over Iran. But ultimately, the question of how bold and how unilateral, if necessary, America is going to have to be in a post-9/11 world is one in which I think Powell did differ from most of the other senior policymakers in the Bush administration.
Secretary Powell admits to differences of opinion, but says the president needed to hear all sides.
A president is well-served when he has cabinet officers who have different points of view and who are secure enough in who they are that you can argue out these points of view. A cabinet government and democracy is a clash of ideas. There's a judge, there's a referee, he's called the president, and it's his foreign policy that we're formulating, not ours.
Dr. Condoleezza Rice, do you think she's sufficiently respected in the councils of highest levels of American government to act as a counterweight to ideas that may come from defense, where you were considered a man who had different ideas and were able to counter some of those thoughts?
Condi Rice has been national security advisor to the President of the United States, sort of coordinating all of us. And she certainly brings the toughness necessary to deal with strong and different points of view. But now her challenge is not to just deal with strong and different points of view and coordinate them. She is now one of them.
Powell will be at the State Department until Condoleezza Rice is confirmed. He will leave her a full plate, from the Iraqi elections to the conflict in the Darfur region of the Sudan that Powell has described as genocide. He'll also leave her negotiations between the newly elected leadership of the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Rice's confirmation hearings will take place next week, just before the president is inaugurated for a second term. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear the complete interview with Secretary Powell by going to our website, npr.org.